up, what up, what up? This is Relish the Journey, episode 36, and this is your host, Miles Biggs, doing one solo this week because my guest had to cancel, so you're stuck with yours truly. I gotta say, before we dive into this week's topic, I've got a lot of really cool episodes lined up that are the quote-unquote should-bes. Just gotta nail down some dates, but really excited for what December and January are gonna bring to this thing as far as the quality and caliber of guests on this show. But before we dive into that, I figured since it's December, I was doing some shopping the other day, I would focus this episode on the topic at hand, which is holiday shopping. If you're like me, you do not like the crazy crowds at the stores, and you did 99% of your shopping on sites like Amazon or anything that can get delivered to your door. But I found myself at a brick-and-mortar store, a few of them, yesterday, to get some stocking stuffers and a few little odds and ends, and it was just appalling, the kind of things that I saw. So this episode will be titled Holiday Shopping Rant, and I'm going to go over the top three things that just drove me crazy while shopping in the stores yesterday. So number one is everyone out there driving like an idiot. So number one, people driving. But before I dive too much into that, let's set the scene, okay? I am driving to Target, or Target, as the French wannabe people out there want to say. And I'm pulling into the shopping plaza. There's a few stores around. I'm at the stop sign, and it's kind of that oh no moment for me because I look to my left and I see Target. I can see that just about every parking spot's full and that there is a sea of cars in line to get to Target, and I know I'm in for it right there. So the cars are lined up as far as eyes can see. But, you know, in my car, my own little world, I got a little Christmas music playing, some Michael Bublé. I'm really setting the scene, feeling in the Christmas spirit, ready to shop, ready to get these gifts. And then the first guy runs the stop sign. And from there, there's horns blaring. And it goes from beginning to look a lot like Christmas to move, bitch, get out the way from Ludacris. Because people are ludicrous. It is insane out there. It's supposed to be a fun holiday season, and everybody is just nuts. So there's a four-way stop. I'm stopped. People are waiting and blocking the intersection to turn left. I'm inching out to go into Target. Almost get clipped by a few people that apparently it's my fault, even though I had the right of way. And before I even park the car, I just know it's going to be a fa-la-la-la fun shopping trip. So I parked the car pretty easily, which I was happy for. Because the other thing I won't get into is when people try to swipe your spot. You know, you're sitting there with your blinker on, and then they just scooch in and look at you like, oh, I didn't see you, when you knew they saw you. But that aside, park my car, walk in, and the number two thing that drives me absolutely insane is shopping cart and shopping itself etiquette. So I'm the kind of guy, when I'm done with my cart, I return it. And not only do I return it, I don't just push it and hope it ends up where it needs to go. I collect any carts near it. I line it up in a line in the stall like God intended and go about my business knowing I followed the unspoken rule of cleaning up after yourself. But I make it through the line and I fight through the crazies to get into Target and it's time to select my shopping cart for today's excursion. And I just grab the first one because where the lines I was talking about once stood, there's just what I'd call an abstract art installation of carts just thrown into place wherever people felt like leaving them. So I just picked the closest one to me, but I look inside and there is a Starbucks cup. There's like half a piece of a Starbucks lemon pound cake loaf, some of those snap-on, you know, coffee cup holders you add to your Target cart from the Starbucks inside the store, napkins just thrown into there, you know, just ridiculous. So before I can even start shopping, I don't just leave it. I'm not going to be part of the problem. I clean up my cart, throw it away, return the cup holders, and go about my shopping experience. But at this point, my own positive attitude is starting to deteriorate because it's just frustrating that people are so crazy. And I am coming around the corner, going to go to the back of the store, and I'm stuck behind a row of four people that might as well have been moving at the speed of a box turtle. So that gets me to my next point here, which is the shopping carts and shopping etiquette. Shopping etiquette is You move with a purpose, okay? You're shopping. If you're browsing, that's what the internet is for. You browse on the internet, you come into the store to shop, to purchase. You're on a mission, you've got a list, you get in, you get out, you move with a purpose. You don't loaf around and clog up the aisle for people like me that know I need three things, I gotta get in and gotta get out. So that's the first thing, shopping etiquette. The second thing is people that just argue about everything with the people trying to help them. I literally heard a woman shout, "But I'm a red card holder," when she was told she didn't have, they didn't, not that she didn't have, that the store didn't have something in stock for her. She says she's a red card holder. It's like, I want to say, listen, everybody, we're all damn red card holders. If you have a credit score in three digits and a pulse, Target's going to give you a credit card and offer you 5% cash back or 5% off so that you spend more money than you normally would. It's great marketing. You're not special. We all have one. But people just feel like they need to throw that out there and get a little bit of whatever they think is going to happen coming their way. The third thing, and probably the worst type of shopper, is that shopper that they're not even near you, right? They're not even looking at the same thing you're looking at. But if you're with someone and you happen to say, "Oh, that's a great deal," or, "Oh yeah, they finally have this. We looked all these places for it and they didn't have it." There's that one person that swoops in and goes, "Oh really? That's a good deal? I want one too. And I've had it. And I just had it this past weekend," where I'm going to pick something up off the shelf and somebody comes in from behind like a ninja and just takes it out from my hand, basically takes it right off the shelf before I can get to it because they saw it first, they were checking, whatever, but really I know they just heard me say, "Oh wow, that price for this, that's a great deal," and now they had to have it too. It's ridiculous, but I find my inner peace here. I don't cause a scene. I'm trying to get in and get out, but really, people, it's ridiculous. Before I wrap up my scene at Target here, let's recap, okay? When you're driving to a place such as Target or Target, be polite, okay? We all have some place to go, but we'll get there. When you're done with your shopping cart, return it to its specified location in a neat row. Don't just throw it to the wind and hope it gets blown there magically. Clean it out of your trash before you get to throw it away. And then when you're in the store, it's not browsing time, people. It's a shopping experience. With the internet, browse online. And if you're going to browse, move quicker than a damn box turtle. It's ridiculous, okay? So I'm done with Target, and I moved next door to TJ Maxx, which is in and of itself its own excursion all the time. Because if you've never been to TJ Maxx, those Maxinistas do not mess around, okay? TJ Maxx is a very organized adult scavenger hunt on a daily basis. All the clothing is just thrown in a rack by size. You have no idea what deals await, what brand name is there. It's just these, mostly women, some guys, I was a guy in there, but it's mostly women combing through every garment, every article of clothing to find that one thing they absolutely have to have, even though they didn't know they had to have it before they walked into the store, at crazy prices. I bought something, it was supposed to be $100, according to the one tag on it. I got it for $30. So TJ Maxx is no joke. But I walk into TJ Maxx, and I saw what I think is the most deplorable part about any type of shopping, not even just holiday shopping. It's when somebody is just straight up yelling at a cashier. So before I go any further, shout out to you retail workers of America. You guys have to deal with the worst of humanity, especially this time of year. A, you have to listen to Christmas music on repeat since Thanksgiving, which is enough to drive anyone insane. Then you're B, you're dealing with insane people who just forget that it's the holidays and you're supposed to extend grace. And they're just yelling at everyone because they don't care about anybody but themselves. So shout out to all you guys. I could not do it. So I'm in TJ Maxx and I can feel people's eyes on me. I'm walking in. I'm a guy. I'm starting to look at clothes. And those Maxinistas, you just know, same thing as that person that swoops in on the shelf. They're just waiting for you to find something that you talk about out loud. And then a swarm of people surround you because they need to have it too. And I find my few things relatively quickly, which is good because it was a madhouse in there. And I encountered the worst kind of human. She was yelling at the cashier. She's checking out, and the cashier is going over her spiel of, "Thank you for shopping at TJ Maxx. Did you know if you open a TJ Maxx card, you're qualified for XYZ rewards, and you can get X dollars off?" And she's starting to go through the whole thing. And this particular troll started to just yell at the cashier. She got maybe two sentences in, and this woman was literally yelling. Not not heightened speaking, but yelling at her to shut up. She doesn't want it. She's not going to want it. Stop talking and just check out my stuff. That's verbatim what she said. And I'm just behind this woman in line just thinking to myself, you have got to be kidding me. This is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. So people, don't do that. Whether it's the Christmas season, whether it's you're at any damn day, people are doing their jobs. I went and upgraded with my wife. We upgraded her phone the other day. And the guy at Verizon is trying to sell me an iPad, trying to sell me Hum, trying to sell me crap for my car that I don't need. But I know he's just doing his job. He's got to say his stuff. So I let him speak and politely say, no, thank you. I'm good. I don't need to yell at the guy. I mean, come on, everybody. So that is my rant. I will exhale now. And it's out in the universe. Hopefully, if you're one of these people that drives like a moron, that just throws your shopping cart into the abyss and hopes it ends up back in line, even though it's full of garbage and you walk slowly in the store and have no regard for anybody around you. And if you yell at people, okay, I'm talking to you guys out there, don't do that. You're better than that, okay? It's 2018. We can all be civilized human beings. If you don't like to shop and you're not that good with people, I circle back to where I started with this thing and talk about shopping online. Just shop online. You don't need to go out and ruin it for the rest of us, okay? And remember, right, I'm a father now, okay? So when my son is growing up, he's about one, am I going to let him behave like that? Think about all the parents you see scold their kids in public and tell them to be behaved, and if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So why is it that we are all told that growing up? We tell our kids that to grow up, but then somehow we just digress into our caveman instincts when we see 20% off coupons in the mailbox. It's absolutely ridiculous. So don't be these people. And I'm going to end this with a challenge, okay? Instead of being the worst people, remind everyone out there about the best of us. Have a pleasant conversation with that cashier. When you see someone just yelling and being in a bad mood, just go over and say, Merry Christmas. Chances are, if they're mad enough, you might piss them off. But you know what? Hopefully they get the idea, okay? Clean them after yourself. Don't just put your own cart away. Stack the rest of the carts. Because the poor guy that's got to go all over the parking lot and all throughout the store and collect them, you know, make it easier for him. If you can make it easier for him, just do it. And let's not forget, on a real note, okay, what Christmas is all about, okay? I'm a person of faith. I don't throw it in your face on this thing or in real life. But let's just remember, okay, what is Christmas all about? When you're in the middle of the chaos, ask yourself, is this really the meaning of Christmas? Am I putting the Christ in Christmas? Or am I putting the mas, Spanish for more, in consumerism, okay? Just take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. And keep on being the positivity you want to see in the world. All right. End of my Christmas and holiday shopping rant. I did mean when I say at the beginning, I've got about half a dozen really, really cool guests lined up. Some from Arizona, Minnesota, different podcasters, different people from the adoption community from a couple episodes ago, a couple other nonprofits. I've got a guy here locally that used to be on the radio who's going to put my voice to shame with his velvety radio voice. So plenty of journey to relish coming up. I appreciate you hanging with me. Hopefully this one made you laugh, made you think and look in the mirror going into this holiday season with how you act in public. And let's just all be better. Until next time, everybody. Cheers.